Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even us, we figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of the second episode we're recording in this session. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the Judgies. We did an outfit change, but this is the same day. Definitely don't look in the background and see that the sun's out now.
Definitely.
Because this was actually the first one of the two.
Yeah.
We just released them backwards and talked about them backwards.
Like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Exactly like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got it.
I've definitely seen all those.
I find it odd, Erica. I feel like you are the only person who frequently references Star Wars on this podcast. And how many of them have you seen? That's your answer, folks.
Okay. I have probably seen all of the old ones.
Okay.
But not all at the same time.
Out of 12 movies, how many have you seen?
I don't know. My dad like always had them on when I was growing up. Yeah, but
likely story.
I never really paid attention, so I don't know what happens.
Geek card revoked.
Christian and
I'm more of a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, you've also brought up Star Trek more than us.
Oh, so I like fair. Star Trek better.
Nice. How many of the 12 movies of Star Trek have you seen?
There's not been 12 movies.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't
You're
know.
You're going to be cited as being wrong in that one.
Probably.
You know what isn't wrong is people sending us in mail to our P.O. box. Listen, we've gotten more comments of us to not do reviews. This is not appeasing yous. We are going to do reviews later, but in lieu of reviews for this episode, we are going to do a P.O. box opening. So, Erica, please show us what we giggity got. P.O. box, that's P.O. box 58 in Ottawa, Illinois, 613-50. If you want to send something in, address it to whomever you would like.
All right, so we've got
a beautiful purple bag. Let's do first names only. That way we don't dox them.
Okay.
This is to Erica.
It's empty. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be the prank. That would be so fucking funny. That would be so apropos of our first. Oh.
Yuck.
Oh.
Don't say yuck.
It's a bird.
It's a plane?
No, it's Superman.
Is there no note?
I didn't see one. I'll hold the bird for us.
Hang on.
It's just a little Margaritaville bird.
Does it sit on the podcast stand or the mic stand?
So this is from Nomidu.
Okay.
N-O-M-I-D-U. Nomidu. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. It says, enjoy your gift. Open on the pod. It's for the studio. In parentheses, stewed.
Hang on. Listen, guys. First, audio listeners, I am wearing a parrot shirt of a kind, a macaw draw, if I will do say so myself.
I don't think I like how realistic it looked in the bag.
It definitely looked like a dead freeze-dried bird.
It did. I thought it was a real bird. I was very anxious about it.
What the fuck did you send us?
How fun, though.
What a precedent to set that our first package was a realistic bird.
Definitely.
He's very soft.
High bar, guys.
Thank you very much for sending that in.
Thank you.
We'll put it up in the studio somewhere.
We'll find a spot for it. I don't like that either, actually.
Erica just stroking the bird on the pod.
Should I put him over here?
It didn't fit on Christian's.
Black my face. Yeah.
We wouldn't want to do that. Guys.
We'll find a spot for him.
Thank you again. Thank you. P.O. Box 58 in Ottawa, Illinois, 61350.
Correct.
Thanks.
And of course, if you're new here, we don't just open up packages sent from our wonderful, wonderful listeners.
Sometimes we read stories from the internet, and sometimes I steal Josh's thunder, and I read the stories.
When she's not even ready.
Wow.
Yes, I am.
This is like my dad saying he's ready when his shoes and socks are both off.
Absolute dad move to do.
This one's a whopper.
Uh-oh.
Would I be the asshole for telling a friend that someone is sharing their HIV status? Ready?
How heavy of a story is this one?
Should I not read it?
That's what H in HIV stands for, is heavy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense, I guess.
I have a very gossip-prone friend who thrives on sharing other people's personal secrets that I feel uncomfortable knowing.
How dare you do that? Don't tell that friend to write it and tell us those stories.
Yeah, nobody wants this kind of friend.
We are anti-gossip on this podcast.
For example, we have a mutual friend who was married last year and cheated on her husband a week after the wedding.
Okay.
She told gossip friend, who immediately told me via text, I'm not close to the husband, so I have not and will not tell him, but I have I feel resentful that I've become the de facto accomplice in the affair. This post is not about that, however.
You gotta know that that is your gossip friend, right? Like, you know that you have the gossip friend, and if you don't have one, you're probably the gossip friend. So, that lady...
It's a little bit on her.
She knew exactly what was going to happen telling her.
Recently, during drinks, gossip friend told me that a very close mutual friend had received an HIV-positive diagnosis. She told me this under the pretense that she was scared of the risk of transmission during a house-sitting arrangement they had prearranged prior to his diagnosis, which would not be at all a risk.
Unless they were planning on bumping uglies.
House-sitting, meaning... the person that's positive would not be there.
Well, you gotta drop the keys off. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
I get what you mean, dude.
I was immediately super uncomfortable with both her ignorance and the fact that she shared his deeply personal status that comes with a lot of stigma. I told her what I know, info I learned in high school and easily accessible via Google, that it's a fragile virus that cannot survive once exposed to air, that it can only be transmitted through direct contact with bodily fluids, and that it cannot live on surfaces, etc. Mm-hmm. So again, like, pretty much a zero risk there.
Yeah.
I then told her that I felt uncomfortable that she told me because it's so incredibly personal and that I wish she hadn't told me. She got defensive and said she needed support because she was scared. I feel like she easily could have just researched it if that was truly the case, and that in reality, she wanted to share a juicy personal secret of our friend.
Absolutely.
I feel torn whether I should tell the mutual friend that gossip friend is sharing his status. On the one hand, I feel like he deserves to know and the ability to confront her. If she told me, I'm sure she's telling others as well that aren't all that close. The only thing stopping me is concern that he'll feel as though people are talking about him behind his back. They are.
Yeah. I feel like that's a positive in this. I feel like it's a plus in this situation where it's like you are also learning that people are talking behind your back and therefore you cannot trust them.
Yeah.
It's kind of the idea of like pointing out the booger at somebody, like, oh no, I'm mad that you pointed this out, but I'm glad I know now. Kind of thing, right? You want to know that people are talking behind your back, right?
Yes. The last thing I want to do is cause further stress during this time. He also had not confided in me. Although we have dinner plans later this week, and I'm sure he will then, which will be slightly awkward considering I already know. So would I be the asshole for telling him that our mutual friend is sharing his diagnosis? Would he just be better off if I kept my mouth shut, or does he deserve to know?
All right, you ready for how Josh would handle this situation?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Go to dinner with the person, and if they bring up that they're HIV positive... Then you say, I know because so-and-so told me. But if they don't bring it up, just sweep it under the rug, baby. And then confront the gossip friend and just be like, you're a bad person.
Okay.
That's how Josh would deal with it.
Christian?
That sounds That sounds like the reasonable approach. Christian hates confrontation, so I would probably just ignore it, act like it never happened, never bring it up again.
Now, Christian, how good are you at acting?
Fantastic.
So, like, if I said to you right now, hey, somebody just sent us a parrot in the mail for the Judgies podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
When did we get that?
Okay, he passes, guys.
No, he doesn't. I saw the smile on the corner of his mouth.
Oh, he's so happy about the parrot.
So I'm just happy people mailed us something.
No, it was a fake smile.
What'd you do, Richard?
I would absolutely tell Gossip Friend that that was inappropriate.
Yep.
And she should not tell any other person at all that information, that that was told to her in confidence. And telling me was a very shitty thing to do. And I'm absolutely going to tell our friend that I know, and that you can't keep your fucking mouth shut.
Immediately, or do you wait to dinner?
No, I would tell him immediately. I would call him up and say, hey, listen, you got anything to tell me?
Oh, try to let him break the news first.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of the, like...
There's some finesse that needs to happen here. It's a delicate situation.
Yeah. I was just like, to Christian's point earlier, like, there is a little bit of, like, you know which of your friends you can tell these things to.
You should know.
First person you tell is the Gossip Friend, it's like...
Unless this person that's positive didn't know that they
were like that. Maybe they're just trying to be nice and be like, you're house sitting for me, thank you. I would feel bad if I didn't let you know that I am HIV positive.
That's not...
Which it shouldn't, but like, yeah. Maybe that was their line of thinking.
Also, getting an HIV diagnosis is not what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely is manageable and preventable. And I think there's even like cases of treatment, like where it goes into remission, where you're not, you know, be able to transmit it anymore. Yeah. So science has come quite a long way. But yeah. Still, I mean, we should absolutely end the stigma where it shouldn't be that big of a deal, just like with STDs.
Right, because people used to just get absolutely, like, bubble boyed out from it.
Yeah.
Or like, you just avoid them at all costs when, yeah, it's like, as long as you aren't swapping blood, you'll be good.
Yeah.
And other bodily fluids, of course.
Right.
Josh came to peek behind the curtain into his kink. Just, you're into blood stuff?
Yeah, I'm very big into blood play. It's me and...
big vampire guy over here.
Yeah, me and that one actor. Come on, guys. Help me out here. It was the, like, one. 2 months ago. The guy who wanted to eat...
Army Hammer?
Army Hammer.
So we have an edit. Gossip Friend told me that our mutual friend asked that she didn't share this info, and Gossip Friend also asked me not to share it with others, which I have not and would not do in real life.
Well, you kind of told the internet, though. Like,
I wouldn't tell anybody.
So the internet deemed this person not the asshole, which I agree. Like,
To be fair, I don't think they would be the asshole in either situation. If you take like the route of not telling him, I don't think you'd be an asshole. And I think if you tell the route of telling him, I don't think you would be the
asshole.
But then
you run into the situation where if friend finds out that you knew that their friend was talking about him,
yeah,
and spreading that information and didn't tell him, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Very pissed.
I guess. I don't think you would be an... I don't think you'd be an asshole, though, as long as you could then say, like, I told Rebecca that she was a piece of shit for saying that. You know what I mean? Or for telling me that. Like, I think as long as you have that defense and, like, I didn't tell anybody, I didn't know how to bring it up, I think you're still fine. Like, sure, they might be mad at you, but I don't think you're an asshole in that sense.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, probably.
It's happened once or twice. I'm not Christian over here batting 1,000.
Yeah, it's hard to be... just as right as I am.
Yeah. So the top comment says, if he does disclose to you, that's actually your opportunity to discuss it with him. You ask how he's doing, how you can support him, just as you normally would. And then tell him, so this actually was not news to me. Gossip Friend told me this a few days ago. I wish she hadn't disclosed it to me, and I don't have any idea if she told anyone else. So
you're telling me that I was the top comment on this post?
Yep.
Mr. Don't like confrontation, but we'll deal with it when it comes to it over here.
And then the next top comment says, personally, I think you'd be an asshole if you didn't tell him about the gossiping.
Wrong.
That's not an appropriate thing to share with anyone, agreed. Yeah. So.
It's definitely a tricky situation, but like, to be fair, to give the gossiper a little bit of credit, if she was sincerely, like, potentially, like, mentally stressing about it, and she needed somebody to vent to, and she said, like, you were the only person I'm telling this about. I just need to know from you, like, what should I do?
Yeah.
Then, you know, that she has to look out for herself, too, because, I don't know.
Because
let's say, you know, like the person, the gossiper texts the person and says, like, hey, this dude has HIV, what do I do? And then this person informs them, like, HIV is a not dangerous virus and unless, you know, do, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then that calms her mind. And then she can just go, like, okay, cool. As opposed
or
to, like,
you
being...
could ask the person that's positive. Like, if I tell you, like, hey, I'm positive for X disease, the first thing... Or if you tell me that you're positive for X disease, the first thing I'm going to ask is, okay, what is my risk level? What does that mean for me? Well, probably the first thing I'm going to ask is, oh, no, are you okay? Like,
no.
How
no,
can I support
no,
you?
No, that's the second thing you ask.
Let's
always look after
me.
Number one. Yeah.
Right. but you should have that conversation with them.
Yeah. Unless it's awkward.
It doesn't matter if it's awkward. You should either talk to them about it or do your own research. Call your local health department. They have educators there that... can tell you.
Awkward conversations are hard though, Erica. Like,
I'm gonna say my mother's favorite quote, because I did talk to her before the pod and she said, please say something nice about me today on the podcast.
Well, now I feel like you ruined it.
But my mom always says situations are only awkward if you make them awkward. Don't be awkward about it. Just have the conversation. Communicate like an adult.
Yeah. Now does Ivor kick HIV's ass as much as it kicks COVID's ass?
I'm gonna kick your ass.
I actually read a research paper that they found in chickens that it does kick just as much ass.
Don't talk to me anymore,
guys. Do not take ivermectin. That's silly nonsense unless you've been prescribed it by a doctor and not for COVID.
You boys ready for another one?
Yeah. Can we get an upper?
Yeah.
Whoopsies. Or another downer. You could double downer.
It has been 87 days since I read this, so I don't remember if it's an upper or a downer.
You're going deep in the reserves, huh?
Not that deep, because I haven't saved a story in a while.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Caught red-handed.
Am I the asshole for kicking my friend off of our vacation for making a joke about my boyfriend?
Yes.
So my friends and I are going on a trip next month to Miami. We've been planning it for about a month now, and originally it was going to be a float trip within our state and with about 16 people that we went to college with before anyone screeches about the pandemic. We're all fully vaccinated through our university.
A float trip?
A float trip. So, like, you all float down a river on an inner tube.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which is very fun. We did one, you know, when Christian pissed his pants.
I didn't have pants on.
You know when he did that?
We were on a float trip.
I feel like if you're in Florida, you go to the coast, right?
No. That was the original plan, is they were going to do the float trip in their state.
Oh,
but they changed plans.
Okay,
now they're going
to
Miami.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Dolly.
One of my friends in particular, Jay, has a very specific work schedule. We worked around this and got days of the week that are less convenient for the majority because we wanted to include her. She refuses to take off work for the trip, despite going on multiple week-long vacations with other people since April.
Hmm.
Well, she's out of paid time off.
Still, though, we did our best to accommodate her. On New Year's, we all stayed on campus for the break, so her, myself, two friends, and my boyfriend, A, all spent the night together drinking and playing games in my apartment since my roommate had gone home. That night, she made a passing comment about how she thought my boyfriend was hot, and she would love to be... She would love him to be her New Year's kiss.
Jesus.
I just chalked it up to drunken confessions and ignored it since she didn't make any moves. At one point, she did fall into his lap, but he removed her quickly.
Things are getting...
Yikes.
Salacious.
Now for this trip. We had to seek out accommodations. After changing from the initial float trip, because I and our other friend S wanted to go to Florida, we downsized our group to just me... S, J, and A, which is boyfriend.
Okay.
J is friend in question. And A's friend. We were looking at a 3-bedroom apartment on Airbnb with enough beds to have everyone sleeping comfortably. While discussing sleeping arrangements with S and J, J decided to half joke about how she wanted to sleep with A and that I wouldn't be mad since we've gone on breaks to see other people before.
Bro.
Whoa.
Note. A and I have been dating for 3 years at this point. we've broken up to see other people once before in our first year when we went on summer break because our hometowns were too far away to see each other. We were 18 and 19 at the time and haven't done it again since.
Yikes.
I expressed discomfort at this joke and she kept brushing it off, but I really don't trust her. While talking with S privately, she also said that it was a bit weird. I ended up shifting the dates of our stay and place tickets by one day, which would prevent Jay from being able to attend due to her work schedule. At first, I just said it was because those were cheaper dates, but she seemed to pick up immediately that it was done because of what she said.
Hang it's on. Like she fact-checked and thought, wait, it's the same price.
She's now calling me a manipulative bitch and cursing me to hell. S said it was a bit unexpected, but she understands why I did it, as well as why Jay is mad. A has no idea because we haven't involved him in the situation. Oh. He just knows the new dates and is fine with them.
A knows.
Oblivious man.
How does A not know? How does S not tell A? Who's S? How does the OP not tell A?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
A's trying to give Jay a BJ so she can see if Jay would work together. Thoughts? Instead, she has to DJ by herself. It's a euphemism for masturbation.
DJ?
DJ, yeah.
What? Oh.
Female masturbation? Clitoral stimulation, fellas.
What?
Digital jerking?
No. Just DJ motion. Like a disc jockey.
Oh!
Yeah, like scratching a record.
Fucking dumb. Yeah. Got it. I was thinking of like... What acronym
oh, like what
is
acronym
that?
Was? Yeah, no.
Okay, got it.
Euphemism D for vagina.
It's dick joking. That's what you say to your vagina.
I liked that one. That does not get a boo from me.
Nice. Oh for oh this episode, may I remind everyone.
I didn't like that, though.
Well, it wasn't a joke, so you can't boo it. Legally, you can't boo it.
That is
you
in the
only,
bylaws.
You can only boo bad jokes, right?
No,
that's in the bylaws. Read the judgy bylaws.
There's no rule that says I can't tell bad jokes.
There should be.
That's not fair, bud.
All right. Top comment says, not the asshole. It would have been a bit better to be honest about why you were changing plans, but it's totally understandable to avoid a no-win discussion.
I do enjoy that Jay is like, I understand why you're doing this to me, but I'm still upset about it.
OP then replied and said, at the end of the day, I just want her off the trip. She knows the reason why, but to the rest of our friend group, it'll just seem like a conflict of schedules. It'll prevent people from talking or drama spreading. It was the most quiet solution I could think of to preserve her reputation with others, since my opinion of her shouldn't affect other people's. This bitch is way nicer than I would be.
Yeah, no, this is nice, but it's wrong. You go ballistic with this shit. You keep the dates on the same day and say, hey, the flight's at 8:30 when it's actually at fucking 6:30 and you leave her ass at O'Hare.
Mm-hmm. And that, see if that's very unfair. Petty.
Yeah.
You would not do that.
No, I wouldn't. Of course not. I would probably invite her on the trip still.
Listen.
And say, this is your last straw.
We've had a similar situation to this.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Is it me taking Christian's New Year's kiss from you?
I'm still mad about that, but I'm over it.
Oh.
Our situation is we had a friend in college that I was very close with that would, like, I don't even know when or why it started, but she would constantly, like, touch Christian or be like, oh, hi, look at me, I'm touching your boyfriend. And, like, she was doing it purposefully to make me upset.
To wind you up.
Yes, because I had a little bit of a reputation for being a crazy girlfriend.
You
I'm
did?
I'm not proud of it.
You did?
Yeah, but I've grown and matured as a person, so... You know, I'm over that, mostly. But yeah, so she was, like, constantly, like, doing that shit. And the very first time it happened, Christian played along, like, haha, you're crazy, we're gonna flirt. And I was like, don't fucking do that. That's not funny. I don't appreciate that.
That's fair.
And Christian absolutely was like, okay, I'll never do it again. And he never did, because he's a good person.
Except with me.
Except with Jack.
And Louise.
Yeah,
well,
but you guys
boys.
Aren't doing it purposefully to hurt my feelings.
Well, we're doing it because we're in love.
That's a totally different situation. If you two were in love, it would be different. I'd still be fucking pissed.
Would you stay on the podcast?
Oh, I meant the friend, my other friend. If you and Josh
we were
in
not
love,
talking.
If you and Josh were in love, I would be okay with that. Well, no, I wouldn't. I'd be upset, but at the same time, I'd still do the pod. Like, okay, we'll figure it out.
The cash is too hard to pass up at this point.
All our buttloads of cash, yes. Yeah. But anyway, I said it right then and there the first time it happened. Please do not do that. That makes me uncomfortable. That hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Krish never did it again. She constantly tried to do it. Like, every time we hung out.
You said it to her as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In front of, we were in a group of people. I said it in front of everyone. Please do not do that. I effectively communicated my feelings as an adult. Oh.
Yeah, that was your first mistake.
And my partner listened to my feelings acted accordingly.
Mistake too.
So she never stopped, and I just like cut her out of my life.
Docs are on the podcast right now.
No. I mean, we're
Tiffany Johnson.
We're
bitch.
Fine now. We're not like overtly best friends like we used to be. But we're okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love kind of happy endings.
Yeah.
A real
but
Cinder
it
story.
Really, really hurt our relationship.
For sure. Yeah.
So
this poster you think should just tell everybody.
Oh yeah.
And then you set your boundaries and they know.
Uh-huh.
What if the boyfriend's like, oh, wait, babe, I didn't know she was hitting on me. We should go on a break again.
Then
you dump that man.
That happens. But yeah, I think that gives you the answer, Ian.
The possibility is never zero. Yeah.
What is a worse feeling or a worse fear than thinking that your best friend and your partner are going to be together and cheat on you with each other?
Yeah, it's pretty. Like,
that's
in terms,
the ultimate betrayal in a relationship.
In terms of like relationship stuff, that's pretty high up there.
I mean, I think the only thing worse would be like them leaving me for my parents.
Okay, Erica, you clearly think about this way more than I do, because I was like, that is the worst thing. And then
I've
just,
had
like,
12 years of thinking about reasons of why Christian's gonna leave me. So.
And I'm the 13th reason. Is that an okay joke to say?
I don't know. I've never seen the show.
I know nothing about the show.
About self-harm. Guys, don't self-harm. Great help if you need it. Call the Logic phone number song.
Okay. But yeah, like, it's just that's like a huge fear for most people. So why would this girl want to subject herself to, or subject her partner to that for a vacation? Like, that bitch ain't worth it, your time.
No. Yeah. The I'm stuck in a stutter. The most obvious, clear, logistical solution is to do exactly what she did.
Yes.
Scooch it by a day. Nobody's none the wiser. You go to fucking Miami-Dade and you get fucking sick all day'd.
Mm.
You drink the wiser.
Okay.
You get sick all day
with your buds.
Well, preferably you don't want to get sick, right?
No, sick like from the bottle flu.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want to get sick.
Well.
Nobody's goal is to throw up at the end of the night, right?
You can't puke and rally if you don't puke first.
That sounds like something
you can't just rally. You can't just 2 a.m. bone dry sober and go five more beers.
That's a solid point you make, Joshua.
How about we go to the break?
Hopefully not like this couple.
Yeah. In our third year, we'll go on our podcast. We'll finally go on a break and we'll see other podcast hosts. Yeah.
Mm.
I'll hook up with podcast host.
As long as they're not funny.
You can't think of a single podcast host?
Lauren Lapkus. Her and I will go on Newcomers and talk about Star Trek. I think they already did Star Trek. Who would you go on? Richard. And don't say Ladies and Tangents.
That would be a dream, but I would go on This Podcast Will Kill You.
You just a murder podcast?
No,
that's infectious disease. Come on, Josh. You know
you
this about her.
Idiot.
You Christian,
dumb idiot.
And you'd be on Cumtown?
Is
well,
that
we're
a
canceled. That's a podcast, and
we're canceled for mentioning. We're canceled for mentioning Cumtown.
You don't have the Instagram. When I post like our chartings, yeah. We were above Cumtown. 90% of the comments would be like, "At least you're better than Cumtown." It's like,
what is
I
that
can't believe
podcast?
This many people are mad about
it's
it.
A shitty podcast.
It's just like edgy leftist bros.
Ugh.
People stuck in like 2009 humor.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Okay, we're going on a break.
Bye.
Bye. Add to Cart from Lemonada Media is a fun series that explores modern-day consumerism. Each week, comedian Kulap Vilaysack and journalist Sujin Pak unleash their unbiased opinions on products, fads, celebs, philosophies, and anything else on their minds.
Add to Cart is all about the things we buy and the things we buy into. Like, does kombucha have staying power?
No, it's gross, dirty water.
Mm-mm.
Are we over TikTok yet?
Yes, entirely.
No, I love TikTok.
Get out of here, TikTok.
I can't stop.
Your time is over. Vine 3 is coming for you.
Is that cult we learned about on a true crime podcast maybe, possibly, our higher calling?
I mean...
it could be.
Have I drunk the Kool-Aid?
Well, if you spent time board shopping for Kool-Aid, and have occasionally asked yourself, why did I just buy that? Or, who have I become? This is the show for you.
Add to Cart from Lemonada Media has new episodes dropping each Tuesday. Subscribe to Add to Cart on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Support for The Judgies is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code JUDGIES at manscaped.com. That's JUDGIES.
Christian, do me a favor. Close your eyes. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. That's what the Lawnmower 4.0 offers to you and all of our listeners. Oh, and did I mention wireless charging? Because yeah, the new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer while you shave your donger.
I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by its performance. And I mean, the craftsmanship and the details, they're next level.
Christian, can you tell me at a time that you cut yourself while shaving and hurt your balls?
Well, there was me and Erica's last anniversary. I was trying to get prim and proper for her, and a quick nick to the old balls and berries left me sitting in an emergency room on my anniversary night.
Erica, tell the listeners what they should do.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code JUDGIES, JUDGIES, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use the code JUDGIES. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. And we're back from the break.
Guys, we're back and we are ready to roll. Listen, circle jurge time. Of course, on this podcast, we
jurge around this circle.
That's also a euphemism for female masturbation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is now. Whenever
a circle jerk?
No, circle jurge.
Yeah.
Is that what the J stands for in DJ?
Yeah. Dirkle jurge. So we judge around the circle. We like to let you guys in on our lives and judge us. And I've got something. This is a list that I made.
Okay.
In probably around 2016. I've updated it a few times since then. But it's a list of movies that I think everybody should see to get to know me. Does
okay,
that make
this
sense?
This is like the Criterion Collection, but for Josh.
Yeah, this is like, if you watch all of these movies, you'll understand why I am.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I was once
not who I am, why I
yeah.
am.
Why?
I was once told after sharing this list to somebody that was, quote, on brand for me. So, all right.
So it's just dog shit movies. We get it.
We're going to start with honorable mentions. All right.
Honorable mentions.
I've got three honorable mentions. Ones that I think you should probably watch, but for some reasons or another, it's fine if you don't.
Okay. It's not a necessity.
Okay. First one, we're going to get out of the way. Not another teen movie.
Okay.
It's funny, but it is fucking dated. But it has
age prep.
Yeah.
Age poorly.
But you do get to see Chris Evans' ass.
Chris Evans, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Apologies, I dropped my ring.
But if you know me, you know that I love those shitty parody knockoff movies. Like
Movie 43 or whatever it's called.
That's something like that. Yeah. That movie, great movie. Although that wasn't really a parody movie. That was like little skits and everything.
Oh, okay.
Like we're talking like Meet the Spartans is one that I remember. That isn't on the list, but funny as shit movie. Probably horribly dated. Do not quote me on that. But Not Another Teen Movie is like that. Like Scary Movie, where it's just parodying all of these teen movies, and then you get to see Chris Evans' bum with a banana shoved in there. Have you ever seen
Sign me up.
No.
Oh, it's funny. It's very dated. Very dated.
I already know the type of movies that are on this list.
Erica, you're going to agree with so many of these movies, so don't even give me that bullshit.
Oh, we'll see.
Erica gives me that look because I happen to be a fan of Michael Myers' films.
Mike Myers?
His full name's Michael. And he's a killer in the comedy scene.
Okay. Aw, oh, boo.
Okay. Second honorable mention, Lion King 1.5. I've never seen Lion King 2. I've seen Lion King 1 when I was little. Came out in the same month I was born. Lion King 1.5, quality fucking film.
I don't know that I've seen
How many
seen
times
one and
have
and
you
half.
Watched it?
37.
Okay, and you
it's
watched...
It's very specific.
You watched The Lion King a singular time
Once
as a
or
child.
Twice, maybe. I don't okay. know. It doesn't... It's not... It didn't imprint on my brain.
1.5 did, though.
I've seen Hamlet. Does that count? I haven't seen Hamlet. Lion King 1.5 is Lion King 1 from Timon and Pumbaa's perspective.
Okay, that actually sounds so good.
It's very good.
There's no way that doesn't just slap.
Okay, are we getting into the list? In no particular order, these are movies. Oh, sorry, another honorable mention. How could I forget? Eric, you want to take one guess? You're going to be upset.
Just tell me.
Emperor's New Groove.
Ooh, my favorite.
Honorable mention for me.
Okay.
Because it is a great movie, but...
It's not your favorite.
It doesn't quite hit the list.
Okay.
It's not
on par with these other movies I'm about to say.
It's not quite Josh's brand.
Emperor's New Groove is one of my all-time faves.
All right. This is now the list in no particular order. Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Okay.
Very good.
That's great, a good one.
Great film.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love Roald Dahl as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Heartwarming.
Don't like him as a person.
Fair.
I don't know anything about him.
Stories were good, though. Love Matilda. Big Matilda guy over here. Matilda not on the list.
I'm a BFG fan.
Really? Have you mm-hmm. seen the movie?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Only read the book.
Big Fat Guys? What's BFG?
Big Friendly Giant.
Same thing.
All right, number two, Superbad.
Okay.
Classic bro comedy film.
That shows us where your lower bar of
Yeah.
dirty jokes are. Okay.
Yeah, very, very crass, but goddamn, I'm a big Michael Cera guy.
Nice base level
it's
for you.
It's because you guys are twins.
Yes, I do look like a chubby Michael Cera canonically. Now for probably the best overall movie on this list, School of Rock.
Yep, I figured that would be on your list. That's a great movie.
We watched it on my birthday in the pandemic.
I feel like we've watched mm-hmm. it on your birthday 3 years in a row now.
Probable. I love that movie. I can quote the first 45 minutes straight. And I did.
You just quoted the movie on the break.
What? What did I say?
Ned, phone. Every Christian's parents' dog is named Ned.
Literally every time we mention him.
Every single time.
Ned, phone.
Uh-huh.
God, I also big Jack Black guy over here. And therefore the movie Year One, great movie. I might add it to the list after this.
Okay.
It's not a good movie.
It's so good. Okay. Next one, Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
Okay.
That's just, I had to get a Lonely Island in there.
That's more important to your brand than Hot Rod.
I'm not to the other things.
You said Lonely Island, didn't
you? Not all of Lonely Island is in Hot Rod.
The one person that's not in it directed it, didn't he?
Well, he's in Pop Star.
It's your favorite movie, shouldn't you know? To be fair, I don't know who directed Emperor's New Groove.
Lorne Michaels produced it. Okay, next one. Ready? Wayne's World.
Okay.
Specifically not the second one.
That's fair.
Has to be Wayne's World 1. Wayne's World 2, trashed here. Get it off my list. Wayne's World 1.
Which one has the...
Party On. I think they do it in both of them, but it was in the first one much better.
Okay.
Or maybe they don't... In the second one, they have him do a fever dream.
Ah.
All right. Then, this is a very underknown movie, film. Mystery Team.
Okay.
Donald Glover's sketch group. Erica, you didn't watch it, I don't think, because I think it was before.
I fell asleep. I watched clips of it.
That's a good movie.
Very good movie. It's got Aubrey Plaza in it.
Ooh,
it's got
big fan of Aubrey Plaza.
Guy was on SNL. Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah.
It's got a few people in there. Kenneth from 30 Rock. Yeah.
I think he was writer for 30 Rock, right?
Yeah. All right. Now we get into the power six technically.
Okay.
But the top four on the list, if that makes sense. It will in a second. Hot Rod. Classic film.
My favorite, personal favorite for Christian, Hot Rod.
The very first movie Christian and I watched together.
That's how you know that Christian really liked you, is he showed you the Hot Rod.
Yeah.
And that was back before it was even cool to like Hot Rod.
It really, yeah. I was, you know, I was kind of an edgy outcast. Picking up babes.
For liking Andy Samberg in 2007. Next one, Basketball.
Wow.
Basketball is such a good film. Now, again, Trey Stone, Matt Parker, a little bit controversial figures. The movie probably didn't age that great, but if you like sports, Basketball is so fucking funny.
I don't think I've watched it since like 2000.
With me. No, you and I watched it.
I watched it.
Yeah,
with you.
You watched it at my parents' house. It was me, you, and somebody.
I might have fallen asleep because I don't remember a single detail from it.
It's so good. Erica is not impressed by that. And yeah. Erica, tell your mom to not listen to this episode after the compliment.
Spoiler alert.
Austin Powers 1 through 3. Gotta watch them.
All three. Is this one slot or all three movies got their own slot on this list?
It's sort of like you have to watch all of them one. Like 1, 2, 3. Okay. Back to back, back to back to back. Yeah.
Boys, we can't be talking about Austin Powers. My mom's going to ground me.
Erica famously cannot watch Austin Powers.
I'm not allowed.
She will be grounded.
Will be grounded.
We tried to watch one of them and you literally was like, I feel too much guilt. I have to leave the room.
Literally, like, in my gut was like, my mom's going to be mad.
At 26 years old. She Correct. Was ready to get grounded.
She doesn't want you to see a lot of vagina.
I respect my mother, as you all should. All
right, number one slot. Can
Unless
you guess?
She sucks, then whatever.
Number one slot.
Can you guess? What's the one movie left off this list? Incorrect. See, this is the slander that I receive. Love Guru is a bad movie. I just think it's funny.
Okay.
Does that make sense? There's a difference between funny movies and bad movies.
Shrek.
It is not Shrek.
That is very surprising
the
to
cat?
Me.
No. Cat in the Hat.
It is the Cat in the
That's
Hat.
That's my next guess.
The 2003 masterpiece of cinematography starring Paris Hilton.
I didn't know she's in it.
Yeah, she's in the underground rave scene.
Ah. Huh.
Weird that you guys both know what the underground rave scene is.
I just was trying not to hurt your feelings.
So yeah, there we go. I think, does that describe me to a T?
You could have told me that Paris Hilton was under the cat costume the whole time, and I've been like, huh, great acting on her part.
No, it's Jim Carrey. What?
See, do you see this like smile right here? That's how you know he's acting. That's bad.
Dude.
It's his tell.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas is definitely my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, that's
best
fair.
Christmas movie.
Live action. Of course.
Of course.
So yeah, there we go. That's a little bit about me. Thoughts?
Fair, it is
Who
very
fucking cares?
That's fair. Hopefully wow. our listeners. Hopefully 1/3 of our listeners. Hope I can pull 33% of them.
I think you just have ass taste in movies.
You say this, but how many of those did you agree with?
Those are all
more than one.
Movies.
More than one.
Like the only ones that are like questionable were the ones on his honorable mention list, I feel
Except
like.
For Emperor's New Groove.
That one was good. But it's I feel like the favorites. Rest of his list is like, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I get shit for having bad taste at movies because I like the I like watching the parody movies to laugh at how bad they are. Like
it's a waste of my time.
82 minutes runtime.
Yeah.
They're always under an hour and a half.
Waste of your time. You're just going to watch TikToks instead and you're only going to laugh at 4 of them.
That's not true. Most Five of my TikToks of are DIY home renovations.
Oh, so you're not going to laugh at any of them?
I'm not going to laugh at any of them.
You're just dying laughing. Like, those curtains do not go with that wall color.
I mean, I do have some opinions, but.
Well, guys, send us in. Maybe you guys could do your top movies sometime.
Yeah.
If people want to know.
George. People want to know your top movies, Erica. Don't pretend like you don't know that they want to know.
Maybe extra content one day.
I think it'd be so hard for me to find movies that are like...
Well, I have been curating this list for the past 5 years.
That makes... I just feel like those movies are your brand. Mm-hmm. I don't know many movies I'd be like, that explains a lot about Christian.
I think you would have
Hot
to
Rod.
Have...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, that's not
spoil.
No, I need it. I need to say it. It's a samurai movie.
Samurai Jack?
The Last
That's a
samurai?
TV show.
Kill
the
Bill.
Last Samurai. Oh, I love
I
Kill Bill.
Really like the last. You guys are just making me out to be like a weeb here, guys.
You are a weeb.
Are a weeb,
no.
And it's okay.
Well, I don't know if it's okay, but you are one.
It's disgusting, and you shouldn't be acknowledging.
What do you think mine are?
I don't know.
Is there a supernatural movie?
No.
I'm going to go with Harry Potter 4. Yeah.
I don't give a shit about any of the Harry Potters.
Wow. Something Eric and I have in common.
We talked about this when we did our Hogwarts houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay. Well, speaking of fine, how about we get into those last stories, Richard?
Sure.
Are we doing a listener submission? Or?
I'm going to read one more and then we'll do a listener submission.
Okay, I just want to make sure I don't miss my cue on the sound.
I'll let you know.
Christian's over here on the ones and twos.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to change my daughter's name and snitching on him to his parents?
That confusing title. Continue. Okay.
I'll try to explain this the best I can.
Thank you.
I lost my sister almost 9 years ago.
Hope you find her.
Oh.
Okay, let's start over. Lost my sister almost 9 years ago. She was my only sibling. And my best friend. I looked up to her and really loved her. Needless to say, we were very close. I was 17 when she passed. Now, fast forward to 9 years later, I am 26, almost 27, married, and soon to be father of a beautiful baby girl.
I know where this is going. Continue.
When we found out we were having a girl, I asked my wife what she thought about naming our daughter after my late sister. She was on board. We also picked out a middle name that meant a lot to my wife's family. So, of course, we were all happy. A couple of days later, me and my friends were on a casual Zoom call, and someone asked what we were naming her. And I mentioned the name thing as well as how much both names meant to us. Everyone was happy, and that was that. Or so I thought.
Mm.
Well, a couple days later, one of our friends from the Zoom call announced that his girlfriend was 7 months pregnant. None of us had any idea, but we're happy for him nonetheless. Now you can probably guess where this is going.
This isn't where I guessed where it was going, so I was incorrect.
Apparently, that night, he was just telling her how everything went, and he mentioned my daughter's name, and his girlfriend just loved it so much.
Oh, what a fucking piece of shit couple.
That she couldn't even picture a different name.
Oh, what a bad person.
That's fucked.
They were keeping the gender a surprise and weren't settled on a name yet. He thought she would change her mind by the time the baby was born, but she didn't. They copied not only the first name, but also the middle name.
That's so bad.
That's blatantly disrespectful.
I was livid when I found out. I went over to his house to talk about it. His parents, who have known me since college, were there too, and asked me what was wrong when they saw us arguing from the window. I told them everything, and they were upset too, enough to give a good lecture to both my friend and his girlfriend. I made it clear as day that me and my wife will not be changing our kid's name. Both the kids will probably go to the same school. Now, a few of my friends and him and his girlfriend are blowing up mine and my wife's phone, calling us inconsiderate and assholes for telling his parents and not even thinking about a name change since it is technically theirs now.
What? That? First. We did it first, dude.
I do feel like it will make it a little difficult for both the girls to have the same name and the same middle name since both names aren't super common. Not to mention they will most likely be in the same grade. My question here is, am I being an asshole for one, telling his parents and getting him in trouble, and for two, not considering a name change?
Here's the best part about this is, like, they don't have to worry about the girls, like, not getting along or, like, having the same name because you won't be friends with them anymore.
Yeah.
Just cut them out of your life. What the fuck? Like, they shouldn't be anywhere near each other.
That is such an insane move to pull. To take full name and then be like, why would you think it's okay stealing my daughter's name? And it's like, it was my name first.
Did the husband not tell his wife that, like, hey, it's after their dead fucking sister?
Yeah,
dude, they did. They told them in the Zoom call in front of all their friends and family. Well, I shouldn't say that. In front of all their friends, said specifically, we're naming our kid this. This is why.
But was the wife present at that point?
Yeah.
I thought it was that they late. Okay.
The wife wasn't present for that.
I thought Do you mean the girlfriend of the friend?
The girlfriend of the
friend. No, she was not present
for it. So, like, did that guy not tell his fucking girlfriend at the time? Like,
maybe.
Oh, and also it's because his fucking sister kicked rock a couple years ago.
Also, why is it, like, the fact it's like, you shouldn't have told his parents. It's like, So I was just supposed to lie about they saw us arguing through the window and she's like, oh no, we weren't arguing.
Also, he's being a piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling the parents what's going on.
They're not upset that they told him. They're upset that they got caught.
Ah.
Because now they have to hear it from their parents about how shitty of people they are.
Yep.
Must be a small town or something. I feel like this is small town energy.
This feels like small town drama.
Where it's like, because they're going to go to school at the same place probably, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to see them regardless of what you do.
And I would also be that petty parent that would tell my kid, like, hey, this little girl's parents stole your name.
Just a brood negative energy.
So when anybody tries to call you, oh, that's the other Erica. Mm-hmm. No. I am the OG Erica. She can kiss my ass.
Is that where he got OG Pissy Chrissy?
I did have to contend for the name Pissy Chrissy for a long time.
In schools?
Yeah, I was having to like fight kids on the playground.
Do you see that little smile in the corner of his mouth?
Stop, dude.
He's giving lying away his to you. Tell.
Stop. These are all real stories, guys.
When you were contending for the title of Pissy Chrissy, did you tell him that you would kiss their ass?
Boo.
Kiss their ass? Or are you trying to say kick their ass?
I forgot if Erica said kick their ass or they can kiss my ass. And
I
midway
said kiss
through,
my ass.
I said, I realized that it had to have been kisses.
Yeah.
But at that point, it was too late. I had to commit to the bit.
I had to kiss a lot of asses to get the title OG Pissy Chrissy.
I know your name is John, and you really want to go by Pissy Chrissy, but please, sir, please.
So one of the top comments that I liked says that if you stop and think about this for a minute, they chose to give this specific name to their daughter, but now they're upset with OP for not changing his future daughter's name. This means that they gave their daughter this name with the intention that OP would lose the name as a result and not name his future daughter this.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely disgusting. And in this context, the correct verbiage would be that they were stealing it or at least intending to steal it.
Yeah. Sounds like bad friends.
Yeah, that's the biggest
No
thing.
Longer are they friends,
there's
I guarantee.
There's a reason the girlfriend wasn't invited to the Zoom call, obviously. That's my hot take on it.
Damn.
I mean...
She was working?
Oh, no. They didn't like her already.
Mm. So they weren't working out.
There you go.
Yes.
Hmm. Glad we worked that one out.
Juicy story, huh, boys?
Yeah, you're just bringing the fucking hot tea.
I always do. My episodes are the best.
All the stories have had, like, all these layers to it, too. It's
I know.
It's not just a straightforward, like, I shit my pants. It's insane.
I do love the comments that we got that were, like, I believe we got a comment on something that was, like, listen to all your episodes. I'm not much for poop talk, but episode, like, 33 was my favorite one, and that one was all about poop talk. So I guess I'm coming around on
I'm opening
it.
Eyes.
You've made it to how many episodes are we at?
66.
This would actually be 67.
Yes. Two away from the old 69. Of course, Christian gets the 69 episode.
I better put some thought and effort into it.
Yeah, you'd better.
You ready for the next story?
Listener submission.
Oh. Listener submission, baby.
Guys, send in your listener
submission.
Play that
listener submission noise for all of us.
We don't need you to donate jokes. We have plenty of jokes.
I am obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. That was amazing.
Do you even know the jingle? Oh, shit. She don't even know the jingle.
It was in reference to something you said in the last episode,
kids.
Right?
2877 Cars for
yeah,
Kids.
Yeah, that's, see, I just listened to that episode. I knew.
I definitely knew that jingle. I knew it was something about giving stuff to somebody.
Thank you very much, guys. Send
incredible.
Send us in.
Yeah, and stop talking over me. She said so.
What's that?
All right.
Send us in not only your listener submissions, but also more sounds for the listener submissions. Thank you very
we
much.
Love the sounds.
Instagram DM or judgespod@gmail.
This listener submission was sent on Instagram. Am I naming?
No.
No namings.
Always anonymous, unless you say otherwise, in the DMs.
Okay. Am I the asshole for making my one-night stand follow you guys on Spotify?
No.
Absolutely
You're
not.
Doing great, honey.
That's the proper
Don't
move.
Don't change anything.
Hi, 21-year-old female hooked up with a guy from work the other night, and I was shit-faced and told him that your guys' podcast, while he was driving back to his place, you know, to hook up.
You know, to hook up.
He totally gave me access to his Spotify. I did the only thing that I could. I did the only thing I could do and followed your podcast and then proceeded to play your podcast.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I don't think he knew what to do because we've probably had a conversation before this night. Things have been really weird at work because we see each other, but we don't really talk. So am I the asshole?
Do you think it's weird because of the podcast or because of the casual sex leading into ghosting?
I don't know.
Whoa. You got past the aux and you failed the fucking test. Unless you wanted it to be a one-night stand and, like, no strings attached. Because, listen, if the judgy's pot is good for anything, it's getting you laid once and then never again.
But what if he listens to the podcast and he's like, you know what, this shit's pretty good.
Maybe she just needs to drop a little, like, judgy's jargon on him. Just like, chup me up.
Or he says, my shoes were untied and I tripped. And then she goes, buddy, that's a bad deal. And he's like, oh my God, that podcast's so good, right? And then what if they fall in love and they met over the judgy?
If their meet cute.
They fell in love because of us.
If their meet cute is a drunken judgy's like thing, I would be sad for them.
I would be a little sad for them.
I wouldn't.
But what if this is how it all happened? Is accidentally match on Tinder. His big thing is, oh, I love comedy podcasts. And she's like,
yeah, I got you,
I
bro.
Got this. And then he's like, yeah, it's the only thing that turns me on the most is comedy podcasts.
We get messages that people like falling asleep to us, that people like listen to us while driving. And now we get ones that put them in the freaking mood.
Hell yeah, brother.
I would say, yeah, it's a guaranteed to get you laid at least once, it sounds like.
I feel like they're trying to imply that it's us that made the post hookup awkward. It's got to be the hookup, though, right? Because that's just how hookups at work go. They always end awkward.
We wouldn't know.
Right, guys?
Exactly.
So.
Right?
Right.
Unless.
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Unless she has had a history of like work, like post hookup work hookups.
Stain.
And they all have been great. And then we're the only denominator. Like that was like, that's the only factor that changed. And now it's awkward to me.
I took him to my favorite restaurant. I gave him the Gok Gok 9000.
God.
I got them flowers. I know this was a man that was taking me out, but I got them flowers because sometimes they like to be appreciated.
Bust those gender stereotypes, bro.
And it's worked for me every single time. I've got the mileage in out of it. It's working for me.
Yeah, you sling puss and then you're in the goods.
Just throwing that thing around. But then the one time I show him the judgies, it fucking falls apart on me.
Listen, I like how Joshua was like, cause and effect, a real man of science.
Okay.
I just liked that. I just like that you're a man of science, Joshua.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. That's why I trust I for all of my
cooking. Fuck right off.
Guys, how about we fuck right off? End of the episode.
Yeah, I can't fucking talk to you anymore today, so.
Well, that's fine.
Go.
If you guys want to talk to Erica while she's upset, where can they do that at, Erica?
Instagram. Or TikTok. Or
Twitter.
And that's at Judgy's Pot. JUDGIES Pot.
And Christian, if they want to leave a review or send an email in, where can they do that at?
If you want to leave a review, go over to Apple Podcasts. Give us a good review. Maybe we'll read it. And if you have a juicy story like this one night stand, send it in to us at judgiespod@gmail.com.
And guys, head over to our Patreon where we're offering the goods.
Ooh-wee.
Some bonus content. You want to hear about my favorite movies?
You're gonna Paygate that? Maybe. Stuff is for free and yours is for free.
Yeah, well, yours is
nobody gives
not
a shit
premium.
About your opinions.
Yours isn't a premium opinion, Josh.
Apparently the judges don't love me. Bye.
But they love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.